This episode is sponsored by whatever I did to the audio recorder to mean it either didn't work or stopped working halfway through. I'm sorry.
This is the Technical Difficulties and we are playing Reverse Trivia. In front of me, I have a stack of question cards. I'm going to read out the answers. All these three have to do is guess the questions. Chris Joel.
Gary Brown.
Not on the Eiderdown.
And Matt Gray.
You.
The first answer.
You have a shaft. A light!
Oh,
for
God's finger. Upon you.
Right up, yeah.
Okay, there is nothing we can do about this. There is a hole in the blinds over there.
Yeah.
So good luck to the enterprising person who will inevitably
see how the edit
has gone by how far that has gone across the table during the course of this show.
To think about all the effort we took of like removing that clock and everything, and suddenly there's still something that shows the passage of time.
The first answer on my card is Buccaneer. What is the question?
What do you keep under your bucking hat?
There we go.
If I was a market trader, how much would I be pricing my head parts?
Buccaneer.
It's a buccaneer, it's a dollar a nose.
Wait, a buccaneer?
A buccaneer. Which now does sound like buccaneer to me.
So that's something boaty, right? It's a wet person.
Well, he'd like to stay dry, I imagine.
Someone wet adjacent.
Wet adjacent.
That's true. If you're a buccaneer and you've got wet, something has gone wrong.
Yeah.
I like the idea that anybody wet adjacent can now be a buccaneer, though.
Yes.
Nigel's plumbers. Buccaneers.
A buccaneering plumber.
That means you've done something very wrong and you're about to fix something that someone else has done very wrong.
Yeah, but they do it with a flair, you know, they're buccaneering.
Well, like a rescue flair.
Yeah. Pyro.
Push fit fittings in a flamboyant garb.
Oh.
So I was just seeing a buccaneering plumber just coming in on like a rope through
the... Polly pipe between his teeth.
Yeah.
Like the Three Musketeers with a pet's piping.
We're looking for the etymology of the word.
Is it French?
It is.
Buccaneer?
Buccaneer, yes. Where did that come from?
So the annier is someone who does something.
Someone who uses a boucan.
A boucan? Is that a sword of some kind?
A little muskety thing?
No.
Fabulous hat?
Is it one of the flags? Flags? Sails? The big flags?
Yes.
Yeah.
I see that.
Yeah.
Wait, are buccaneers pirates of the state?
Buccaneers are pirates.
Okay.
Privateers were the state-sponsored ones.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if it's not... I mean, because I was just thinking of something along these lines the other day, of like grenadier, they use grenades. Fusilade, they will use rifles.
Bucal is mouth, isn't it?
It is. In this case, this is a Caribbean word that got adapted into French that then got adapted into buccaneer. It is nothing to do with fighting. It is nothing to do with sailing. It is more to do with your lifestyle. If you are out on islands, away from the world,
foreigner,
what might you use?
A machete,
a boat. No, you said it's nothing to do with nautical. If you're on your own, a compass,
a beer.
It's more culinary.
Forks, knives, plates,
spoon,
spices,
salt, limes.
Now, not quite, but you're more along the lines there. It's more about food preparation.
Fire?
You're closest with fire.
Preserving smoke.
Sticks?
You know what? It is...
Smoke?
I think you're all close enough. It's a frame on which meat is dried and cooked over fire. Okay. It's a buccan.
For making dried fish and dried meat.
Which is what you would need if you were sailing.
A buccaneer is the person who uses the buccan.
A buccaneer is someone who is...
Travels enough to need this drying rack.
And thus, a buccaneer is someone who is sailing a lot and it became pirate.
So it's kind of like Mr. Clothes Horse.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's Mr. Food Horse.
Mr. Food Horse.
Which, considering we're talking about French here...
is also... Oh, finally in this season, the wheel has spun on one. It took long enough. Buccaneer comes from buccanier, meaning someone who uses a...
Well, there you go.
That's a long walk to what it means now, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is. The next answer on my card is House of Lancaster. What is that question? Just on principle.
What do you call it when Hugh Laurie is on the wrong side of the Pennines?
House of Lancaster.
Yeah. It's just a rude doctor in a Lancastrian hospital. You're me. You're a fanny. You don't win.
It's not lupus.
It never is. Take these pills and piss off.
What was the main cause of a housing crisis in the north of England?
Oh, yeah, I've heard us.
The one house.
One house in Lancaster.
I mean, yeah, you're going to get it in there. Who really did lose the War of the Roses, no matter what they bloody claim?
I have a note on this card about the Wars of the Roses. Mm. That term wasn't used until the 19th century.
No, because the roses were just a symbolic device of each household, and it was a war probably more between families than between houses. It was Tudor and York, yeah.
Yeah, it was a Sir Walter Scott novel in the 19th century that popularised the term War of the Roses.
It sounds so much more romantic than Civil War, which is what it was.
This is about the Wars of the Roses, and Lancaster in particular has...
Walls.
A red rose.
A red rose, yes, we are.
It does have walls.
It does.
It
wasn't really the contextual answer I was looking for, but I appreciate the fact.
You want defences if you're in a war.
Yeah.
House of Lancaster does sound like a department store.
Yes. House of Fraser, House of Lancaster.
House of York, House of Lancaster. Very bitter takeover between the two.
Yes, yes. The next answer on my card is, comma, what is the question?
Oh, it's when you're eating something, what does it get to after you get to the colon?
And that's a semicolon version.
And then it comes out a full stop.
Yeah. Well, it depends really what you've been eating. I mean, for some people, it's more of an exclamation mark.
Or an ellipsis.
A vertical ellipsis.
Doctor, my is an octothorpe.
Therefore,
have you had the waffle iron on your bum yet?
Pound it.
And we just split into two separate conversations.
Yeah, we did.
Both equally enjoyable.
Yeah.
In fair Verona, where we live.
I was just going to do the same.
I like indignity.
I like how we are both so uncultured and cultured sometimes. Yeah. We immediately went from a poo joke to Shakespeare.
A punctuation / feces joke straight into the basic Shakespeare references. I can't think of a better way to sum this bullshit up.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Here's the thing, it's a science and nature question.
So is it comma or a comma?
Comma.
Is it a butterfly?
It is.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Oh.
Is it the smallest of butterflies?
No, they're about mid-sized. They're yellow. Right. They're golden black, aren't they, commas?
I don't know. No, they're usually just black on mine when I'm typing them, but
is it the pattern on the...
It's the pattern. Oh. There is a white mark on the underside of the wing that looks like the punctuation mark.
Actually, they just rested on a freshly painted bench.
Tipex.
Hey, Tipex. When I was training to be an archivist, we had to do a cataloguing project, and one of them was for the college in which we were training.
Was it a unit on do not put Tipex on 16th century documents?
No, worse than that.
Put Tipex on 16th century documents.
Even worse than that. It was the accident reports. Mm. And we were all going through, and there was one person who got injured because a flock of magpies flew into their face, which I thought was a particularly creative injury.
Hello, Alfred, have I got an idea?
The magpie mobile. The one I got was description of accident. And it said, confused eye washing solution with correction fluid.
Oh.
So they confused Optrex and Tipex.
Oh.
Don't fire until you see the whites of their eyes.
Ooh, wait, which way round? Oh, no, that way round rather than the document way round.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
See the X on the end of the bottle gone? There's your one.
I mean, in their defence, they probably couldn't see well before, I mean, they were using Optrex.
Or after.
Yeah.
I don't know, it would probably correct your vision, wouldn't it?
Hey!
Next answer on my card, bokeh. What is the question?
The lady of the house speaking. Another one for the kids there.
Yeah.
But hyacinth. There you go.
The thing is, there's a really long pun I could go into now, but it would give the answer away. So if someone could solve this.
So is it, what would a wedding photographer use to hide the bouquet of flowers in the back of a photo?
Yes. What is bokeh, Matt? Because I think we're the two here who are going to know that.
It is the effect you see In lower depth of field photography, where the subject is in focus but the background isn't, and it looks like little crystals of light where there are lights or crystals, you're seeing Christmas lights.
Yeah.
And what you see is the shape of the aperture of the lens. So it'll be like kind of octagonal or triangular or whatever, depending on how cheap the lens is. Or you can put in little masks, so you can make a little heart-shaped one. Oh.
There is a shot in the film Scott Pilgrim vs. the World on a scene on a bus.
They actually shift the filter, don't they?
Yeah, so when it's from his point of view, you see a lot of love hearts in the bokeh. And from her point of view, you see a lot of X's in the bokeh. And it's just, yes, so that is what bokeh is. Where does it get its name from?
I mean, it sounds Japanese.
It is Japanese. What is it Japanese for?
Specks of light.
Blur.
Blur.
Ah.
Yeah. It's just the Japanese word for blur.
It's just the Japanese word. Well, it is an adaptation of the Japanese for blur.
What's the Japanese word for oasis?
Hey! And now we can finally get to the hyacinth bokeh gag, where she's just continually out of focus no matter where she goes. There we go.
This picture of Melder has not got his glasses on.
Wrong sitcom.
Oh, I don't believe it.
That's not my wife.
That's why he's in the wrong program. He's not wearing his glasses.
Next answer on my card is hops. What is the question?
What's when brewing beer, what ingredients do the boy band Hanson use?
Yes. What is the flagship beer brand created by the band Hanson?
I am glad they did that, but no.
Yes. This was launched in 2013. Why might they have picked that date?
Because it was a 15-year anniversary of the track.
I was thinking that. No.
Wouldn't be the right number of years.
I'll say 20.
Not 20, but you're close. Why might Americans...
21.
No, 21.
Oh. It is their 21st anniversary of forming. I mean, about forming the band, not them sort of coalescing and
coming out of the cloning tank.
Not even our final form.
Next. Oh, God.
Hello.
Margaret Thatcher.
Yay! Wait, that's the first time she's ever got cheers. She died.
We're in Yorkshire. We're cheering Margaret Thatcher in Yorkshire.
Don't worry, she's still dead.
Confirmed, there's been no sightings since she died.
And we've been checking.
On the list of all sighted cryptids, there's But then again, as a cryptid, she fills a lot of the boxes.
Unless she got in a submarine and sailed to South America.
You can't libel the dead, so either you don't have to worry about it, or she'll come out of hiding. One of the two.
It'll smoke her out.
Yeah, litigious reasons for unfaking your own death.
Yeah, wait a minute, I'm alive! Ah!
This is like Banksy.
What, Margaret Thatcher is like Banksy?
Is Margaret Thatcher Banksy?
Banksy cannot fight for copyright over his artwork because someone anonymous cannot claim copyright.
Yes.
So all the companies are infringing his copyright and putting his art on things.
That's why they keep doing it, because they can't...
Because in order to sue them, he would have to de-anonymise himself.
Using the fact he's got to unmask himself for copyright, someone infringing the copyright is almost like some kind of Tom and Jerry Looney Tunes-esque, Wile E. Coyote-esque trap. Like, oh, you want to defend yourself? Come out of the dark.
It is debatable that. Like, I quickly looked this up, and there's a lot of opinion on whether that's the case or not. You could probably go to a company or something like that.
Because it's an opinion, it's legal. It's all opinions.
So what we're saying is, in the dead of night, Margaret Thatcher went and graffitied some mines.
Story checks out.
And suddenly they became valuable.
We're looking for something she said in 1973.
There will never be a woman prime minister in my lifetime.
Yeah, I don't think there will be a woman prime minister in my lifetime.
She said that to Valerie Singleton, if my memory serves me correctly.
Crikey, I don't have that on my card. You know what I do have on my card?
What?
There are no fun facts about Margaret Thatcher.
Other than the ice cream one.
And she's dead.
She worked for the Mill Marketing Board as a chemist, and her team was partially responsible for making Mr. Whippy. Yeah.
That's not a fun fact. That just spoils ice cream.
Well, the shaft is now touching Gary's camera, which means we are at the end of the show. I have time for one more question, Gary. Enjoy being flared out dramatically. Oh,
I look like I'm in the heart of a nuclear explosion.
You do.
It's J.J. Abrams.
Let's flare, yeah.
He's got his tank over there.
Our final answer is duck and dive. What is the question?
It's O'Houlihan. What's his name? Patches O'Houlihan. It's two of the five rules of dodgeball.
Oh,
in the movie Dodge, Duck, Dip, Dodge and Dive. It's a valid alternate question for this answer, but it's not what I'm looking for. It is, however, in sports and leisure.
It's in a sport.
It's in a leisure.
It's in a leisure.
What leisure, please? What's it like, the duck or the dive?
Gymnastics?
That's a sport.
It's not a leisure. So we're talking about a leisure that is not a sport.
Mm.
So nothing that you would do leisurely that could then become an actual sport.
I can't see any way this could become a sport.
So it's not even e-sports?
Nope.
That's just sport in Yorkshire.
Yeah. It's e-sport.
E-sport.
Is it a crafting thing, like knitting or crochet or something like that?
No. There's some other things here that would be relevant. Tom Mix, Tweak of the Thumb, Stuck in a Tree.
Excuses for missing an exam.
It's not Cat's Cradle, is it?
No.
So is it card games then? You said more than 11. That feels like a... Like, this sounds like maths leisure.
You know what? In a very weird way, it's maths adjacent leisure.
Oh, maths adjacent leisure.
Maths adjacent leisure. Is Yahtzee?
Is it bingo?
It's bingo. Duck and dive is the call for?
Five.
No.
25?
25.
Oh,
yes.
22 is two ducks.
Yeah, two little ducks is 22. So yes, duck and dive is the bingo call for the number 25. At the end of the show, who won that one?
You.
The audience.
The audience wins this one. They win a quote for a new overhanging roof made of marble from one of the greatest ever professional wrestlers. It's Stone Cold Steve Austin's Cold Stone Eve's costume. Oh. Enjoy that, the audience. Chris Joel, thank you very much.
Bye.
Gary Brannan, thank you very much. Matt Gray, thank you very much. I've been Tom Scott. We'll see you next time.